And on the galaxy.
We are together in a very special time. From one day to the next, we can feel how much the upper providence which comes to us directly from the upper force. There is none else besides him. He's working on us and on the whole of reality, on the whole of humanity, on all the souls, pushing us, advancing us towards corrections. Such corrections that we need to be partners in these corrections in a way that is tighter and tighter with them. Not as it was in our previous time, previous states, in previous generations, but rather everyone, and we must be at the head of it. The whole of humanity are entering the awareness, the recognition, the participation with the upper force. He's demanding of us that we will acknowledge, recognize, attain the changes that he wants us to go through, that we will take part in them, that we will advance with them. From one day to the next, it is felt, well, in those who feel, those who don't, they don't. However, everyone is advancing towards that. From one day to the next, we can feel how much our participation has to be more and more required, demanded, desirable, how much this is actually working on our fate and establishing our state, our future state. And future means from one day to the next. The moment we say something, we're in something, we feel something, that way to advance. We, together, are in a state where we must tell everyone, in practice, not that it will be later, but in practice, what state we're in, what process we're in, because only through knowing this process can we bring everyone to participation, so that this bad force that is coming to us and pressuring us and changing us truly our whole life, this force, all in all, wants us to be more connected with each other and to it, and that we will gradually invert ourselves so that we are together with him in one homogeneous society, where we will be as a kli and he will be as light, the upper light that fills us up. Therefore, it is upon us to start to do it in practice, so that we have to realize that nothing is going to help us. This pandemia, the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, and there might be others. Who knows what the Creator is preparing for us in order to shake us? So, all of these situations will come upon everyone until we will start to feel and to respond to his address to us in the right way. First of all, to understand that he's turning to us, that the time has come to carry out actions of coming closer, of connecting between us. So if we will think about it and we will start to come closer, we will see how much the path suddenly becomes revealed. It opens up. There is a trail, and following it there is a path, a road, a whole new space, the upper world that opens up and it's ahead of us. In the meantime, we don't even detect the wall that we have ahead of us. So, as we get closer to each other, and we want to carry out forms of connection, so we will feel that we're certainly in. Right state. You should be proud that we are the first ones, the pioneers. The Creator has chosen us in order for us to break through this path, be the trailblazers. So we should hold this rod in our hand strongly and go along with it. Like with the staff that we go with, and to advance in this way. I'm speaking seriously. You need to understand that it is all upon you. I do whatever I have to do. And all in all, it is to pass on to you this method for the correction of the world. Nowadays, it's not just some group. You are not a group. You are the pioneers.
You're
the first ones from the whole of humanity and in general from the entire general Kli, the human Kli that are entering the new generation. And we have to look at ourselves in this way. Then you will start to discover what is upon us to do and in what form and how important our work is. And now, when we need to study the social articles, how important that is for us. And it's not only about us. This is already about expanding the boundaries of society more and more. We need to realize that this way is not simple and it is obligating. We couldn't speak in such a way as we're talking now. I couldn't speak as I do now, let's say a few months ago, because then my words would sound delusional, something that is not so realistic. But now, when we already see that this blow is not going away, rather it is pressuring us methodically, and it is pushing us forward, and the whole of humanity is under it, under this blow, so we can speak more, we can say more. A few more days will pass, some more time, more pressures, general collective pressures will appear on the whole of humanity, we'll be able to speak even more. But for the time being, as we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, let's think about the whole world, that it must enter under this method, under the burden of the kingdom of heaven, as we call it. And we should give it.
What does it mean to lead humanity with a rod, a staff? How do you get it? How do we lead them?
The rod is our whole method, that we know that we need to be more connected, and in the connection between us there we will find the upper force, a connection with the upper force, degrees that we have to ascend through a trail in which we all need to walk, and that way we should go forward. Not even to speak so much about the serpent and all of these things. The rod, if you throw it down, it becomes the serpent. Not even to talk about that. Just to talk about the fact that we have to try to be connected as much as possible with the whole of humanity. When we pray for the whole of humanity, that it will join us in all colors, all kinds, whatever there is in humanity, it doesn't matter. We want to be together as one man. All of us are parts of Adam. Therefore, that Adam, we want to bring it to an inner connection and with the Creator.
Feel in each passing day that a window of opportunity has opened up to turn to the world and say, what would you tell the world now in the coming days?
Well, think about it. Think about it. In what form can you do it? I'm just giving you, and I also wrote now before the lesson, a few such excerpts on Twitter.
I
don't know. From a few days ago started this time when we can speak to the whole of humanity and say that the true remedy against our situation is coming closer. Not connection, not love. These things are accepted as delusionary, as a fantasy, but coming closer to each other over all crimes, all distances, all rejections. This is what we have to explain to each and everyone, that this is actually the true cure against the coronavirus and in general all of the troubles that would otherwise be revealed upon us. All in all, there is no evil force and good force, rather whatever we determine from the force that is coming closer, we make out of it a bad force or a good force. The upper force is coming closer, and it is neither this nor that. And through our attitude in between us, people, humanity, as much as we are either in bad or in good towards each other, we determine how the upper light, this upper force, will appear upon us, either in the panim, the face, or the achoaim, the back. And this is how we also determine our own fate. We need to explain it with
what's the difference between closeness and connection?
So how do we carry out the right way of coming closer to Him? How do we receive His face in the right way so that it would be panim, face? As He is in bestowal, we also need to be in bestowal. And bestowal to Him, we cannot arrange it, but only according to the mutual bestowal between us. As much as I relate nicely to everyone, to my friends, and to those who are farther away, in such a way, I present myself to the Creator.
Yes.
I want to ask another question, specifically about Israel in this story. We see that the state of Israel,
Israel is in the worst state of the whole world. It won't help us that we are wise. It won't help us that we have means. And a good medicine that we had, nothing will help us. There will be no success. Here, the key word is success. We won't have success. You can be rich, strong, smart, equipped with all the means, but you don't have luck. You don't have success. Nothing will work. And this success depends only on the connection between us. And also in the recognition of the awareness. What are we doing it for? If it is for humanity, it doesn't matter in which way, but just so that they will also try to somehow to connect, to smile more to one another, if we can say that. But for us, no. We need to understand why and what for, because we are the Rosh, the head of the process. And so we need to understand what is it that we're doing and what for and how to carry out this action. The Rosh of the action means that he understands, he has eyes in his head.
We can see that the country of Israel is deteriorating every day in all the stats.
Yes, exactly. And it's going to be that way more and more. There was initial success. And what happens then? When they say, the government is at fault, medicine is at fault, hospitals. No, and the people are also not at fault. We, Dudi, we are at fault that we cannot reach out to the people, to the nation, and explain it to them, insert it into their heads through the eyes, the ears, whatever holes they have, bring that knowledge to them, insert it. Only people coming closer, and first of all, the Israelis who yearn for the revelation of the Creator, all those people I see now on the screens, all of those people all over the world, and later on those who once came out of Babylon, but they don't know about it, those who are just called Israelis, the Jews, on all of those depend the future states that humanity will go through.
Actually, what is the success of Bnei Baruch now?
To explain to themselves and to the people of Israel, first of all, what is their role?
Can we explain right now that our choice is in giving the right attitude towards the states?
Yes, but what will come out of it later on? Let's say that you have the right attitude to the states that we're going through over the whole of humanity and over us and over you. What next?
Can you explain that specifically here we divide into these camps where we fall in the wrong attitude?
Yes, that is right. That
I
don't feel how much whatever I'm going through awakens me to work, to disseminate, and I allow myself to be tranquil.
If I'm
tranquil, then I have to be awakened from above in a more...
wash over the world.
We need to do whatever is possible, Moti. I don't know. I myself am in a state, as you can see. I don't know. We have to search for more ways. But there, at some point, the world will reach despair and an outcry, and we will be more ready to explain everything to it, following our many efforts. And let's say in a few months, maybe we will meet in such a way that from the side of the world, it will be despaired and helpless. And we will be a bit more understanding and stronger in processing our call, so that we will meet the world on one hand and we on the other hand.
Do you see in the future such a state where the world will be looking for us, people will be looking for us, and would want to hear from us?
Yes, but we are not allowed to do this. We must not let them reach that. It's not that you're working with love towards them then. It's not that you're working by wanting to promote them to the Creator. How will we just sit like this, proudly, and just wait? It's the complete opposite of how we should be. Is this clear?
Again? No.
Well, yeah.
It's clear. We must try to do everything we can in dissemination. But I would have liked to see from all the problems, the blows that Rav Michael Lightman is going to speak, and 3,000 people on the outside, not us, would want to come in and drink up every word of yours, some deficiency like that that washes over them.
So you have to prepare them. You need to prepare them. I have no problem with that. I can go out to the city square and speak to everyone. I don't mind. It's not that it's difficult for me or I'm trying to push it off. If there is an opportunity to speak to audience that would listen, or even if they won't listen, really, I was already in all of these states. Please, but we have to Should I explain to you what relations you need to have? Or through what stages we have to advertise it, stage after stage after stage, more and more, but intensively, as much as possible, and to everyone. And most importantly, it's in the hearts. The problem is that this concern to advertise it to the world does not exist in everyone. It exists in a few dozen people, maybe. Whereas we have thousands. This is why we cannot penetrate. That is our problem.
Can I continue?
What?
There is a point here. I wish to mention he who judges does so in his own flaws. It's the difference between knowing something and going to tell someone about it versus having a role. What does it mean that this is my role? What should each one of us feel? That not that he's going to go out to the world and tell them something that he knows and they don't, but that it's a role. How should each one of us feel the role?
I don't know that, Yaakov. I don't know in what way I can, we need to access it, to approach it and explain it, but each one has to feel that he is doing a role, that the Creator, in each and every one, when he created this soul, he created this soul with an absence. In order for it to function, it has to connect with everyone. Then it will reach its end of correction. So, role? Go ahead. This is the role of each and every soul, to correct itself by connecting with all the other souls in the whole world, with everyone. And Baal Sulaim explains it in his Last Generation articles.
Should we act this way?
We don't need to act. We need to truly do dissemination. Because by that, we connect to us the parts of our soul. And therefore, accordingly, we're rewarded with more, with the Creator relating to us more. If I connect to myself the parts of my soul more and more, then the upper light shines on me more and more. I am performing acts of correction. It's not considered dissemination if we go out and we just disseminate like those media of today. By that, I am connecting the parts of Adam HaRishon that I was separated from. That is, I'm performing actions of correction in practice. This is what dissemination means. When I turn to someone, I speak to someone, I write to someone, etc., I need to feel that by this I am correcting my soul, reattaching to myself additional desires, additional thoughts, so that they will not be foreign, alien.
Okay.
before we invest efforts in going outside?
No. If you want to invest correctly, you need to invest in this and in that. Look what the Creator is doing with the world. This should be a sign for you that you have to go out and bestow influence, and not to have all kinds of wisdoms, wise stuff here, that the time is not right and you're not ready. No. This is your laziness, your ego, that is speaking in such a way. That's it. Try to feel that your ego is giving you excuses that you can sit idly for now.
Да, дорогой учитель, есть два вопроса. Первый вопрос, вот вы сказали, что пару дней назад начался какой-то новый период.
Hello, two questions. You said a few days ago that a new period had started, a new era. What do you feel? What is that?
It's a time in which we can explain to the broad public all over humanity that we are in this virus. Everybody knows this. It's not that we have to explain this, but rather that this virus, we can chase it away only by coming closer between us. Not physically coming closer, but rather bringing our hearts closer together, our minds emotionally, only in such a way. This pandemia has moved into the next stage where it's not going to leave us, and it is demanding of us to be more embraced with one another. Again, not physically, but emotionally closer to one another. How? To criticize one another less. To be closer to each other. To try to establish certain mechanisms that speak about connection, etc. This stage of the pandemia is a new stage, a serious one. And we need to see in it truly a new era.
То есть вот вы сказали еще тоже, что удача человека простого, она зависит именно от сближения.
You also said that the luck of the simple person depends on his coming close to another. So the advices you give, criticize less and assume an inner connection with the other. Is this what the average person needs to do?
Each and every person in the world can now start to hear that this pandemia is not going to go away and more blows will come, more problems and troubles. And the only remedy is emotionally, internally, not physically, coming closer between people, to think of others better. This is actually the right remedy against this virus.
איך אנחנו נותנים נחת רוח לבורא בעודנו מובילים את האנושות אליו?
איך? אנחנו לא מבינים את זה כל הזמן.
We learn about it all the time. We learn about all the possibilities. You can give contentment to the Creator only when you connect all the parts of the soul together into one soul, which he broke especially for you, so you could reassemble them, all those broken parts.
Moscow 4.
Товарищ спрашивает, что значит на практике для...
Friend is asking, what does it mean in practice for simple people to relate well to one another, relate nicely? How come the person has confidence that the Creator will accept his prayer? What is this confidence? What is it built from, based on?
It's made of my constant scrutinies on how to turn to the Creator to so He would accept me. What does it mean to accept me? The Creator is the upper desire to do good to His creatures. So I need to rise to Him. So my desire would fit His desire, meaning He wants to do good to His creatures. I need to raise the deficiency to Him, receive from Him this good. This good that comes to us is the upper light. The nature of the upper light is to bestow, to give. In this deficiency, I also need to receive the upper light in order to bestow and to give back to the Creator and through me to all of humanity. And I myself should be as Bina, because Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, wants nothing but to receive from the Creator in order to bestow to Him, and receive from the Creator in order to bestow to others. This is a preparation for the connection with the Creator.
And this is called confidence?
By doing it together with a friend, in it I will acquire confidence. P.T. 10.
On what does this matching depend on from above downward, from below upward?
It depends on the extent to which I prepare myself with the friends for the meeting with the Creator. I turn to the friends and I check together with them, on them, to what extent my request is correct, is for their benefit. In this way, I can turn to the Creator. Because then my request was in order to bestow.
What does it mean to their benefit?
To their benefit means that I do everything so that the light will bestow to them through me, and I need nothing for myself except for being the connector between them and the Creator.
That the light will bestow upon them, bestow what?
Influences the light of correction and then the light of fulfillment.
How is this expressed, manifested in the 10?
When the 10 connects and becomes 10 whole spheres, meaning one partsuf, and the Creator fills that partsuf.
What is the expression of this, of the partsuf being fulfilled? How is it felt in the 10, this fulfillment?
When everyone is connected between them and all are connected with
meaning,
the influence of the environment could be the most important factor here. That is, by it, a person grows, the influence of the environment, like a seed in the ground. It could have something grow from it and will succeed and develop and be wonderful. And it could be that it will rot, and nothing will come out of it. It all depends on the influence of the environment. So what's next? We will see. The question is only, to what extent is it dependent on us to enter the environment, to the extent in which it depends on us to incorporate in the correct environment, how much it depends on us to open ourselves to the influence of the correct environment, which everything else depends upon. The result actually depends on that, on how much the environment influences me. The fact that the Creator brings a person to the good fate and says, take, it's clear to us that it's not us that, let's say, came to the state where we're in. But everything, all the rest, it depends. That's the matter of habit becoming second nature, where I can, through these habits, if I am in the right and suitable environment, I can truly do upon myself immense changes like the Creator is doing on me. It's truly so. The environment can have such an influence on me that is aimed directed in a way that it will do whatever it wants for me. Completely.
Rav, it's still not clear why this is called a free choice to choose an environment. Why is it different from any other choice?
Because you're entering by force into personal guidance by a factor that is external, that is not actively operating on you and compelling you. That's why it's free choice.
Is it not fueled by desires and all of that, and it's not given from above?
No, because you're under a factor that is not related to those four other factors, but you're seemingly choosing each time through your inner efforts for this to be the factor. Let's say you wake up in the morning and you come to the environment, to the lesson, to connection, to dissemination, to Yeshivat Chavirim, and so on. That is the choice. You're choosing here, like he says. That's why one who chooses here each time a good environment is praiseworthy. That's how he advances oneself. If the environment is good, and if God forbid it's the opposite, then it's the opposite.
The friends, they bring me to the lesson, they hold me, so I give them the strength.
You chose them to be influencing you.
Africa.
That's how it is.
Our question is, does a good environment need me? Please.
Does the good environment need me? That's not important. Whether it needs or not, that's between you. But if you want to develop, then you have no choice, but only through an external factor, an environment, you can develop. Therefore, this is where you need to understand that you can be in whatever you want. If you don't have a good environment, you do not change essentially, spiritually, towards the true goal. No. You can't. There is no other factor other than the environment.
USA.